Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we have an exciting show today, and we're going to start off with Swa. Down, boy, down. We're starting off with a bit of nostalgia with Tony Bruno. Peaver! And we'll hear from Tony.
I would dig to really to be able to go back to the things when I was just a little kid. And I'd like to return to all the things like stickball and basketball and playing in the streets.
Bruno, Tony, come out and play.
Man, it was a groove in those days. I mean, like, that was out of sight, man. You know, and you met a little girl and she was your love, you know. And it was so out of sight. You kind of ran down the street together. I mean, love was love. It was that, man. It was sharing popcorn and grooving with ice cream. Because love between two people, man, is just out of sight. But let me say this. Love between five people. Now, that's heavy. Now, that could be a groove. Especially if one of those people is me. Dig it? Because you should get together, everybody. Get in your bed, you grab her tits, and you kiss her on the back of her fucking neck, and you say, suck, 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 because the world is built on sucking. And you take two pencils, stick them in her ears, and pull them down to you and say, eat me, baby, because the Lord said, let me hear from you, Brother Vinny. Good God Almighty, let me hold you, let me suck your cock, and then take the Lord and say, good God, for everybody knows. Everybody knows that all we want to do is get high and suck and fuck one another. Cause there's a whole lot more to do in this world. You dig, to just fuck around with your tailbone. Man, you can go out there and groove and you can get high. And you can, dig that one, didn't it? Yes. You can stop wasting your time, good God. You know, the Lord said, be good, and I'll give you good. And I wonder if he did, so let me hear from you, good God. Let me hear from you. Don't you excuse yourself, you fuck. Now, let me say this. With your left hand, unbuckle your pants. Let your pants drop to the floor. Then take your young lady by the head, lay her on the floor and yell, whip some skull on me, bitch. Because you know that I'm the Lord, and the Lord will praise me. Good God. Stop me! 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 Stop me
we have a 10th anniversary here with Doug and Tony.
Tony Bruno is really Peavert, right?
Yes.
Tony, this is the 10th anniversary of Stickball.
Yeah.
How did the idea come about for Stickball?
There was no idea. I didn't go in the studio to make the record Stickball. I was going to ad-lib some things of nostalgia, and I figured we'd write down some whatever good things would come to our mind, and we'd overdub it onto this record. I was going to make an old, a really nostalgia type, bullshit to go back to the roots when you were a little kid and it was nice playing in the streets. When you were too young to be evil, you know what I mean?
Sounds beautiful.
So that's what my idea was. As I was talking, I was ad-libbing as the record was playing. This girl that was sitting next to me, I was standing up.
Yeah.
And she was sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And she had earphones on, and she could hear the playback as I was talking into the mics, into her ears, nice with echo on it, and she was laying back and she was feeling good. And I was hearing myself also, and it sounded good with the track and the echo, And as I came to that part that says, two people running down the street or something or other. I don't even remember the thing because, like I told you, it was an ad-lib one-take thing, which I never performed again. So I don't even, I would have to learn it over again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as I came to that part that said, love between two people's out of sight, this chick was feeling like kind of nostalgic, and she kind of leaned over and put her hand right on my leg, a little bit below my crotch. She meant it in tenderness, but it kind of changed my attitude.
I guess
that,
it would.
From that when you were too young to be evil, now I felt like a three-year-old kid with a heart on, all of a sudden. So I turned and I said, but let me say this, love between five people, and just went off into this rage. And that's why everybody was around the microphone tearing off the, on the record you hear me say, did you see that, Vinny? That was when this chick just ripped her blouse right off and buttons popped off the thing. And when you hear that belch, there's a belch on the record. You remember it?
Yeah.
That was an accident. That wasn't planned. That wasn't an overdub. That was the guy was drinking and he belched.
Hey, Tony, how did Stickball become a record?
This guy calls me from Detroit and we're talking. He says to me, Tony, I got to play you this record that some guy out here made. And I said, let me hear. And he plays me Stickball. And I said, then what are you talking about, Stewie? That's me. And he said, no, this is the guy who made the records here, lives in Detroit. And I said, what? How did you even get that tape? And this is before it was press or anything. And that's what it was. The record started going around to so many people that I figured I might as well press it up myself and start to sell it.
Yeah. Thank you, Tony. Hey. It was nice chatting
Good.
With you. You can never go along with some crankshaft. Here we go. coming right at you. Two lovers. Go home, just like Meryl sings it, right? All right.